Hello, horror fiends, and welcome to Guess What? You're Wrong, the podcast where we dive into all things horror and spoil the hell out of every movie we discuss. With me, Big D, as your host, be prepared for a terrifyingly good time. From classic slasher flicks to contemporary horror masterpieces, we're going to explore the genre from every angle that we can and leave no stone unturned. Horror, Prince, and Shine. New conversations, same podcast. So buckle up, Bonehead, because you're going for a ride.
Enjoy the show!
Hello and welcome back to another perfectly executed, body-slammingly, top rope turnbuckle elbow-dropping episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. It's me, Big D, and I'm here to take you on a wild ride with a unique twist in this episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Now, we're about to veer off of our usual horror path for a little while, but trust me, it's all connected in a way that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. We're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of Kill City Cup. That's right, where horror and wrestling collide in the most unexpected and thrilling ways. And to kick this off, today, I got a exclusive sit down with the beautiful, the wonderful, and the mesmerizing April Hunter. So buckle up, because this episode promises to be the perfect blend of horror and wrestling that will leave you craving for more. And here we go.
That was a headliner.
Was that in the mid-90s?
Yes, it was.
That's when I saw you. I had this was back when, like, you know, those porn star shirts were all popular, other porn stars.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I had this bright idea in my younger years to come up with this clothing line called Triple X Uncensored.
Which is why Twitter turning into X. I was just saying on my own podcast, because I have one too. Yeah. And I'm saying I said the name X just brings me back to the 90s so much. I said between like X stuff, X rated stuff.
Yep.
And this can't ever get away from, you know, it's like you have X there. And then of course you had all the extreme. Extreme. Yeah, it's just like so 90s. And I understand, like, I don't know, I guess Elon is like my age or somewhere around my age. So of course, you know, he would be all about, you know, extreme, but still, fuck. It's like, come on. Yeah.
It's been nuts. I do we still call it Twitter?
Still calling it Twitter. I'm not doing X until I have to.
The platform formerly known as Twitter? The platform formerly known as Twitter?
I guess we could go to that next if you're forced. Yeah.
Yeah, I still call it Twitter. I'm on Twitter quite a bit too.
I like Twitter. It's just anger porn. It's great.
I got on TikTok, and that is anger porn.
I'm not on there. I just grabbed my name. Don't want another account. So I'm not on that. I'm not on Snapchat. I'm just like, oh, there's too many inboxes. There's just too much.
There's a lot.
Oh, really?
But okay. So now you've had a multifaceted career, right?
Yes.
Dancing, bodybuilding, wrestling.
I'm an author.
And an author.
Yeah.
Soap maker. I saw that. Candles and soaps.
Yeah.
Nice.
Podcaster.
Keep adding stuff on.
Oh, I can keep going.
So now let's talk about bodybuilding. What first got you into bodybuilding?
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to simplify that. You know what? If you really want the truth, I was trying to get away from partying. I was 19 years old. Mm. I grew up in Philadelphia. I could get into any club I wanted to and drink. And I was. And it got old. By the time I was 19, I was pretty much done. I'd been drinking at clubs since I was 16. I wanted to do something else. I needed something to do at night. Because I was on that night, I wanted to go out and do something. So I started going to the gym at night.
Yeah.
So one of the bouncers at one of the clubs I worked at said, you know, I go to the gym at night when I'm working. Do you want to learn how to train? I was like, yeah, that'll work. So he put me through the whole thing. And I remember getting on the stepper because there's only a Stairmaster back then. I lasted maybe 3 minutes tops. 3 minutes. I was just like, this is really hard. So that's all I could do. So
now, yeah. What did that come before the dancing, or were you doing that?
I was not headlining then. That came before that. I was dancing, but I became a burlesque feature headliner later. So, yeah.
Right. Nice. And wrestling.
Hi, Luke.
Wrestling. When did that come in?
Wrestling came in later. So how the career went was started dancing. And then I started working out, and that led to kind of doing fitness competitions and things like that. Mm-hmm. That led to doing more things like Playboy's Hard Bodies. I got a Metrics sponsorship, a Metrics contract. I got an Extreme Nutrition contract. They're based out of England. So I was sponsored. I was a sponsored athlete at this point. And then I was also a headliner for, you know, basically all the clubs in America that weren't primarily focused on just X-rated stuff. So they were, you know, they would take the Miss Nude America or, you know, the Dita Von Teese, you know, strip tease. That's what I was doing with an actual show.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then wrestling came in after that. I was still doing the fitness competitions, still modeling, still doing centerfold stuff. So I had started my site, and that's did Playboy, and they recruited me from Playboy.
Yeah, I remember, you know, seeing you, I don't know, must have been in a magazine, maybe it was at a club or something in the mid-90s. And then sometime later, I was a huge WCW fan. And I think you came out with Steiner, right?
Yes.
Scotty Steiner?
Yep.
I think I spit out my beer or whatever I had. And I was, that's April Hunter.
That's funny.
Everybody's looking at me like, what? What are you talking about?
But yeah, that was my intro to wrestling right there. Let's talk about being thrown into the deep end and let's see if you can swim. So I'm just going to throw you in with the NWO. Here you go.
How was that? How was your life in the NWO?
That was, you know, I didn't know any better. I wasn't a wrestling fan. I didn't know who anybody was. I didn't really know what I was getting into. I wasn't starstruck. That probably really helped.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm looking at, I'm like, just another gig. It's just another job.
Yeah.
You remember at this point, I'd headlined everywhere. I'd hung out with and been friends with, you know, I've already done Howard Stern's show multiple times, and I'm in the green room with Jean-Claude Van Damme, who was asking me for my phone number and like all this stuff. You know what I mean? I'm you know, 20 years old, and I've already been through the gamut of knowing people and been there and done that, you know? So by the time I got to wrestling, I'd already met lots of people and done lots of things. So just, a high top name wrestler was like no big deal to me. I'm just like, oh, whatever. Yeah. Matter of fact, how I got into it was Ken Shamrock. I was working a booth with him at the Arnold Classic. And he was like, he looked at me. He's like, you should be a wrestler. You have the height and the physique, and you should think about becoming a wrestler. I was like, you think so? He's like, yeah. And I was like, I'll keep that in mind. So when the opportunity came up later, I was like, oh, I remember Shamrock said something about that. So
NWO. Wow.
Yeah, so it started with that, not knowing what I was getting into, and just kind of ran with it as much as possible. So,
and
it was a disorganized mess back there.
Well, it's something that lasted with you for a little bit there.
Yeah.
So that's good. Now, in your modeling career, is there any particular projects that stand out to you as the most memorable? Anything you've done?
Well, it's funny. What was then does not necessarily exist today. It's like, you know, what you go to school for, that job, you know, doesn't exist once you get out of school, or other jobs may exist instead. So it's like, yeah, we did, I remember going up to Ontario, Toronto to do Maxim magazine. And that was pretty cool. I shot with Boris Vallejo, who is a...
Oh, yeah, I know Boris.
Yeah, I was one of his models. And then
he does a lot of fantasy work. That's what he does, right?
Yeah, I worked for Boris and Julie. Matter of fact, I had Playboy and Boris Vallejo and Playboy on the very same weekend. I remember it was Thanksgiving weekend. I was home. I was off the road. I was in Pennsylvania, and it was New York and Pennsylvania. Both offers came in the same time. I was like, oh my God. And then I started doing a lot of comic books. And I've always worked for the comic book artists. So, you know, that they've been, you know, guys that work for Marvel, DC, Boom Studios, and independents too. So probably one of the coolest things I've done was worked for George Perez on one of his very last series that they ever did before he passed away. George created Wonder Woman and Teen Titans and you know, pretty much everything. If you're a comic book fan, you know who he is. So his last series was Sirens, and I was his character Agony. So I got to do, I did a lot of appearances with him, and yeah, it was really cool.
That's awesome. Wow. See, I'm learning more and more about you, and I'm just like, there's a lot more. It's like an onion. What do they say? Layers to the onion.
There's a lot. Yes. I've had a really fortunate, really cool life, and I just kind of roll with it. But yeah, I've been very lucky, and I know it. I know it.
Now, wrestling and modeling, they're two very distinct and similar and different areas, you know, to be in. Which one would you say is the most exhausting or hard?
It depends, honestly. They can both be very exhausting. I'm going to say wrestling's more exhausting because, quite honestly, there's more politics involved, and it can be mentally exhausting as well as physically beat you up. Yeah. Whereas modeling, you're holding poses, you're sucking, you're sticking it, you're uncomfortable. You're always either too hot or too cold. You're in weird positions. Something's always digging into you. It's physically uncomfortable, horrible, shitty, low-paying job. But it's not as brutal as wrestling.
Yeah.
Modeling is one of the worst jobs you could ever have. And people think it's glamorous, it's terrible.
It looks
terrible. It does look glamorous. We do a really good job, just like wrestlers do a really good job making it look easy. But I've chosen two really crappy career paths, and I'm very good at both of them.
So
they've allowed me to see the world.
Oh yeah, I can imagine that. You know, So wrestling is very physically demanding.
Yes, yes.
Can you tell us what's your training regimen when you're in there? Do you have to do a certain training regimen to get ready?
Well, I don't wrestle so much anymore as I am more ringside now because when I was, yeah, there's a lot of training involved. And when you first start training, it's like, someone that hasn't trained the equivalent of going through an advanced CrossFit workout without ever having warmed up or been through CrossFit, go through the most advanced gym training you could go through. And then after that, get in your car and have somebody ram you from behind and then T-bone you and then have you hit something in front of you too. That's what you feel like for about a year straight. Cause it's like workout pain and car crash pain. Like everything hurts. And then you kind of, I don't want to say you don't get used to it, but you adapt to it. But it's hard. I mean, it is hard. It's probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. It's why everybody quits. People quit.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, if you can make it through school, people drop like flies through school. Yeah. They go, they sign up, they give the money, they make it, they might make it to three classes. You never see them again. Week three, they're gone. If you think that it's funny, you know, that they say people join the gym in January and by February, it's if you think that is funny, you should see wrestling school.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's hard.
They used to have a wrestling school, or I think by Lima, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Is that where I think it was? They used to have a wrestling school there, and my younger brother was looking at. He was wanting to do it.
Yeah. No. It's a unique. Let us do it for you.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've done recently that is kind of blends all my careers into one thing is that Kill City Cup.
Yeah.
So it's like an indie film. It's wrestling, it's comics, it's video games, all wrapped into a 1 hour show that you can find kind of anywhere online. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it. Just look up Kill City Cup and you'll find it. And it is fun. It is different. Yeah,
that's I do a horror movie podcast mainly. And that's where I think I might have said something to you on Instagram, I think. I might have messaged you or something. And then Luke messaged me back about Kill City Cup. I'd never heard of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll check it out. And I watched it. And I was like, this is the best of both worlds here.
I mean, it was, right? I was watching. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know they were going to go there with this. Because we filmed it, right?
It was awesome.
Yeah, we filmed it. So we're in there and we're filming and we have, you know, we have two different like locker rooms where everybody's milling around. We have the, you know, the ring, the whole setup. And, you know, we have this really good photographer up there. We're doing the pictures and I'm that person where I will take pictures of whatever the photographer's taking pictures of. Like, I'll be like, hey, let me look in your camera and take a picture. And I could tell what he was shooting was amazing. And I was like, this guy's really good. Like they didn't spare anything getting a really good photographer. That was like my first tip off. I'm like, oh, they actually got somebody good. They didn't just like bring in some guy with a camera. Like they, you know, they do that. Like a lot of places will do that. So I was like, this guy's good. And then they had the makeup artist. Like you'll recognize a lot of the wrestlers there. You know, AEW, WWE, Ring of Honor. Like you'll recognize a lot of people. But they're all in character. They're all doing different characters. So we got to all do something we don't normally get to do. And they had a really good makeup artist there who was transforming all of us into something different. And I was like, this makeup artist is really good too. So I was like, this is weird. You know, they don't normally spend money and do it the right way. They're actually doing it the right way.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you go out and you're filming your stuff and they're getting multiple takes and they're, you know, all these angles and you don't see the finished product until the finished product comes out. And then they added all their effects and all the this, that, and the pow and the you know, shazam. And they added all that. And I was like, oh, this turned out really neat.
And that's some of the stuff that I was not expecting.
Yeah, me neither.
And, you know, when I started watching it, I was like, oh, okay, it's another wrestling show. Mm-hmm. Watching them. And then some of the characters started coming out. And then, you know, blood effects.
Yeah.
I loved it. Oh,
yeah, wow. It was, you know what it was for me? It was fun. And wrestling has not been fun in a long time. It was fun to do and it was fun to watch. Okay. So it was fun. Yeah. So
you have, is there more Kill City Cup coming in the future?
I hope so. I didn't get to go as far as I wanted to on there. I got kind of taken out, you know, not in the ring. I got taken out behind the scenes. Yeah. So that doesn't mean I was eliminated. It just means I was incapacitated at the moment. So that means, you know, maybe I could come back. I don't know. Say,
I know Luke said he had some ideas on another horror wrestling type of thing. So
yeah, that would be fun.
It'd be entertaining to watch. And I tell you, I've been telling everybody I can check out Kill City Cup. It's a fun ride. I really like that.
Yeah, a lot. It's not much as fun anymore right now. Yeah. Did I say that loud? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not, honestly.
We need fun. We need fun.
You need to be able to have, you need to be able to laugh and, you know, have a good time.
Yeah, and get lost in things and enjoy them. Yeah, for sure. It's mental therapy.
Now, this is, like you were saying, it's wrestling, horror, games. Besides, were you a fan of horror or gaming at all?
I'm a fan of like psychological thrillers, so and suspense. So, fan of comics. Gaming, not so well. I was when I was a kid, but gaming, I'm not so much right now. But I went back to school to Full Sail University, and part of my degree program at writing for entertainment was game writing. So I learned how to do that. It's like it's like a choose your own adventure book. It's like endless script sending people this way and that way. Yeah. It was interesting.
So now you said you were also an author. What kind of stuff have you published?
Well, right off the top of my head, well, I've got a couple of things on Barnes & Noble and Amazon and Walmart, but most recently, because you can look me up, most recently I have a children's book called Monty, A Tale of No Tale. It's based on the Hans Christian Andersen Ugly Duckling. So let me see if I can find that for you. Monty, just to show you.
Yeah.
A Tale. Of course, why would you come up when I need you to come up in 2 seconds? But anyway, it was a lot of fun to do, and I got really lucky because the woman who illustrated for me, there we go.
Oh, no.
Used to work for Disney. So she did an amazing job, and that's a fun book too, actually. It's a story of a corgi on a farm who gets, he gets picked on because he's got no tail and he's got short legs. So he's obviously ugly and, he just doesn't fit in. Yeah. So he doesn't realize that he has to go somewhere where he is appreciated for what he can do and what he looks like. He's just not in the right place. So sometimes we're being judged on what we can do when we're not in the right place. Like if you would judge a fish on their ability to fly, you would say that this fish is stupid because they can't fly. Well, the fish just needs to be in water. So and then you can see what it can do. So there you go.
And you do, I have probably within the last few months, I started getting into your podcast.
This is
refreshing because a lot of people, I would say, in your industry that I have followed or tried to pay any attention to at all. I'm going to say this politely.
Just say it. I know where you're going.
They don't have the right mindset, in my opinion. And listening to you talk at times, I'm like, she gets it. You know, this is a woman that, in my opinion, understands
the bigger picture.
Yeah, the bigger picture.
Yeah, there's a bigger picture.
I'm trying to
tiptoe up. Trying to do a delicate ballet.
Yeah, trying to.
But my podcast is about the missing information because we are not given the full story ever, and I feel that we as Americans and as humans are entitled to information. We're entitled to have the whole story. And information has been verboten completely and utterly kept from us. We are ill-informed. We are discouraged from asking questions. We are ostracized if we want to know truth. We are bullied if we, go against the grain or raise any inquiries. And this is completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's completely ridiculous. And it's so anti-American. It's not even funny. And I am not of any political party. I do not belong to a political party. I don't vote for a party, nothing. So this has nothing to do with politics.
Yeah.
This just has to do with freedom, lacking censorship. And I just feel like the way we are going, the way we have been going, is not the right way to go.
Yep.
And I think it's not too late for us to turn it around. Hopefully, I'm an idealist.
Yeah. And I think that's refreshing to find a person that can actually use their own mind instead of just following along.
A lot of people follow. I mean, look at, we're brainwashed. We're so brainwashed in so many different ways. Even social media follow.
Yeah.
So
it's, how many clicks do I have? How many likes?
Yeah. It's like, when was the last time you did something solely for yourself? When was the last time you created something for yourself? When was the last time you spoke out about something and didn't worry about what people thought of you or losing friends?
Getting older, it's easier to do.
Yes, it is. It is a very not celebrated often enough benefit of getting older.
Yeah.
People don't talk about it enough, but it is, it's one of the wonderful things about getting older is you just stop giving a, can I say it? Yes. Say it. I was thinking something else, but yeah.
I'm giving a fuck.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
But that's what my podcast is about. And if you want to follow it, it's The A Show with April Hunter. So we are live on Wednesdays and then with replays, and we cover everything. We have all kinds of guests on, from the weird and wonderful to debunking propaganda and conspiracy theories, because you have propaganda at one end, conspiracy theories at the other end, and somewhere in the middle, where you, when you follow the money, that's where the truth is.
Yeah. And see, watching some of your clips, like Instagram, stuff like that, when I first started watching them, I was, oh, it's April Hunter. Let's get in here and see what he's doing. And I start listening to your talk. I'm like, wait a second. Wait, she's making sense.
I still do this. We still do a lot of pec flexing and this. You know, I've always used the boobs to try and get them to read what I'm writing or listen to what I'm saying.
That's what gets you in there. That's what pulls them in.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to hook them with the titties, get them to have engage. Let's have a discussion. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
I don't have to like your point of view, but just let's talk about it. Tell me why you feel that way.
And that's another thing that's sorely lacking in our society today is the ability to have a conversation.
It's weird.
Regardless,
we didn't grow up that way. This rapidly changed.
Absolutely,
it did so fast, and it was like just in a couple of years. It was never like that.
No, and having a conversation about anything. I mean, everybody talking about cars.
Yeah,
you know, the color of a car, type of car.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, no, you have to have electric. I was talking about a color, you know, and it turns into
everything's divided. Everything's political. I mean, it's weird. And
I think that's one of the reasons why I chose a horror movie podcast, because horror movies, they kill everybody, you know.
So you like horror movies. That means you hate comedy, right?
I love me some comedy.
Yeah, it's funny. In film school, we learned that horror and comedy are basically the same thing. They're just you just switch them a little bit and they become they're mirrors of each other. That's why they have that, the faces, the, you know what I'm talking about, right? The horror, the sad, and then the happy.
Oh, yeah.
So the horror, the comedy. Yeah.
Yeah. Those. I was in drama. See, I was in drama in college. Honestly, I got into it just for the girls.
That's a noble reason.
That's why it didn't last very long. Because then I figured that I went to college and got 2 degrees, and I don't use either one of them. So,
but you do. Do you know why you do?
Why?
Because you learn to show up. You learn discipline. You learn to follow through. True. And you learn to complete something.
True. That was either that or me getting beat by my mom for not doing what I'm supposed to do.
Well, still. And when you show up to an employer, they say, oh, you not only could stick to something and be loyal and show that you could follow through and do it once, but you did it twice. So that makes you probably a good choice for an employee. And even though this isn't what you went to school for, we can just train you.
See, I never would have thought about that. I had to talk to April Hunter. Learn that one.
There's a different way to look at everything. You just reframe it.
Yeah. So Luke's asked, mentioned your favorite horror character.
My favorite horror. Oh. Wait. Is this a trick question right here?
I don't know.
Can I vote for myself? My favorite serial killer? Well, I was going to say that would be Dexter.
Yeah, it has to be Dexter.
Yeah, of course. serial killer with morals. How can you go wrong?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I don't watch that much horror, but I love thrillers. So, yeah. Although I made a really good exception for Hostel. Hostel was good. What?
That was painful.
It was painful. It was so good, though. I mean, and I love the fact that it came down to, you know, the Americans being, well, you know what I'm saying. That was good.
It scared me. I didn't, I never even wanted to think about staying at a hostel after that.
No.
Never.
No. No. You know, what's funny. Every house, Ouija boards were so common. Mm-hmm. Every house had one until the movie Ouija Board came out. And that was that.
Was that Ouija board or witchcraft?
No, sorry. Maybe you're right. You would probably know better than I do with that one. But there was a movie that just screwed it up for Ouija boards after that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there was an 80s movie, Witch Board, with Tawny Kitaen.
And that might be the one then.
That kind of freaked a lot of
people. Yeah, I think that's it.
I mean, Parker Brothers was putting them out as a toy.
Yeah, they're still technically considered a toy. I have like divinity cards. These things are considered toys too, or playing cards. Yeah. So,
fun time.
It's all classes as toys, but you got to know what you're doing. Don't bring through the bad spirits. I'm kidding.
Okay. Who would win in a battle, Jason or Freddy? Come on. This was already a movie, Luke, and Jason won.
I was going to say Jason without even having seen the movie because I didn't see it.
Jason, Freddy versus Jason.
I was actually supposed to do that photo shoot today, Jason, and my shoot got canceled.
Really?
But I was supposed to do my Jason shoot today, yeah.
Nice, nice, nice.
No, I was looking forward to being covered in blood. Oh, well.
You like Halloween? You do a lot of cosplay.
I do, yeah. As a matter of fact, right now I am doing a countdown till Halloween. It's a picture of the day or a post of the day every single day for all 31 days of Halloween. So today was a vampire. Today we did vampires.
And I think, did you post a picture on that already? I think I might.
Yeah, I'm not doing it every day on Instagram. I'm doing it every day on Twitter, on Patreon, April Hunter, and OnlyFans, April Hunter. I'm doing it there. Don't get excited about OnlyFans. It's my cosplay page. You know what happened? We did the whole 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and we lost all our bookings for like 2 years. And so I was like, well, I guess I'll start an OnlyFans because how else am I going to keep in touch with fans and, you know, make a few dollars and I can talk to them this way. And now I still have it. So does everybody else. Everybody and their mom's on it. But hey, what cosplay does April want to do that she hasn't done yet? She ever want to do a cosplay in wrestling other than in Kill City Cup? Oh my God, there's so many cosplays. I have fans on Twitter that keep sending me cosplay ideas. And I'm like, hey, if you buy me the outfits and send them to me, they fit, I'm going to be wearing them. So send them to me. So I will wear them. And so I will wear them.
You know, I lived down here because I just recently moved.
Lucas, my mom has a great OnlyFans. Oh.
All right.
All right. Somewhere out there, somebody has said that and actually meant it.
Now, I lived in this area here for about 23 years, and I never knew you were here. And then I saw that you were at some comic convention or something around here recently.
Probably the horror convention.
And I was,
Tampa Bay Horror Con.
I was confused. So wait a minute. Then I found out you lived in Florida.
Yeah.
Then I found out you were in this area. Followed this woman since 95 or whatever.
We're neighbors.
Practically neighbors for the last 23 years. And I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm actually doing a horror thing on a Halloween weekend on the 28th up in Port Richey at a little theater. And it's something evil. It's like a film festival, but they also have like people signing there and a little, not a convention, but they have a little meet and greet there. And I'm trying to remember the name of it. Huh?
Up in Port Richey?
Yes, it's like an old theater.
I don't even know.
I actually should start promoting that now. It's about time to do it.
When does that come?
That's the 28th of October, and it's something evil. They changed it. I don't know, something evil film festival. up at now I'm useless. Yeah. And yes, I'll be doing a local appearance though Halloween weekend. And if I could remember the exact name of it, I would tell you. But I will put it on Twitter. So Twitter April Hunter, I will post it.
Nice.
And on Instagram, Real April Hunter. There you go.
What does the future hold for April Hunter?
Hopefully lots of adventures and some cool stuff and bras that don't have underwire in them and
those are a pain in the ass.
They're terrible. They are terrible. And the right shade of lip gloss and enough sleep that I'm not sleeping too long, but I'm just getting enough sleep.
That's hard to do.
It is.
Very hard.
I'm that person. I will go without sleep to actually do things. And, you know, like last night, I was supposed to have a shoot this morning. Got up early for it. But last night, I stayed up late watching Coco. Which I hadn't seen. My friends are like, you got to see Coco. It's really good. It was a day of the day. The Pixar film.
Wow. Yeah, that is good. That's a good one.
It is good, right? So I start watching. I'm like, good. Can this be? Yeah, 2 hours later, I'm like.
I was thinking, I was like, does she mean the Pixar movie?
I do, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I watch it. I make my kids watch it because they don't. I don't think they like the whole Day of the Dead thing. But I try and explain to
them. It's culture. It's.
I try and explain the importance, you know, of
the friend
and you know the gold the marigolds, the orange marigolds. I try and explain the importance of it all, but they're kids, so
they'll get it. They'll get it. It absorbs. It just doesn't register yet, but it's going into a folder and it will come out later. Trust me. My grandfather would always try and tell me things that I wasn't ready to hear. So I remember him telling me, because he was from Sweden, and he said, the American way is a bad way as far as finances. He says, the American way is to keep you in debt and enslaved. He said, buying a new car and a credit card, two of the worst things you could ever do. Mm-hmm. He sat down, he said, you're going to pay 18% interest rate on a credit card average. He said, new car is a waste of money and it loses about half as soon as you drive it off. Yep. He said, always buy a used car and pay it off. If you can't pay it up front, pay off your credit card as soon as possible. Because you could literally borrow money from the mob and pay less.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, whatever. I was like 16. I'm not listening. Now, you know, when I hit about 28, I started listening. So I was like, oh, he was right. Oh, my God. So
it's amazing how that happens.
Yeah, I took it out of that folder and I was like, oh, I remember everything he said. It came out. So they'll remember. The marigolds will come back out.
That's good. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, I think we fight with. I do anyway. I have young kids in the school systems and the indoctrination and all this stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. Never ending battle. And we have them at home for a short amount of time, and then they're at school for a short amount of time, then they're sleeping. So it's a battle, but it's a battle worth fighting.
It is. Yeah, you got to choose your battles because energy is and time is valuable and limited. So you really have to choose where you're going to spend it, and that one is worthwhile.
Oh, yeah. I used to hang out in Tarpon Springs. I used to live in Tarpon Springs.
Yeah. Damon used to hang in Tarpon. Oh, yeah. Tarpon's beautiful.
Yeah, the all the touristy stuff. When you live there, you don't do none of that stuff.
I don't like the touristy area. I just saw the actual downtown area for the first time. I've been here for years. I never saw that little real Greek area until recently. I thought it was all sponge docks, and so
you go off the beaten path a little bit there, and you get the good stuff,
the real stuff. Yeah, for me, I like on Dunedin, Safety Harbor, like those are my areas. Yeah, I'm a big Safety Harbor fan.
Yeah, good stuff. Actually, we ate dinner tonight at a restaurant, Diesel, and Safety Harbor. It's right on 19.
Okay, and
I had never heard.
Oh, that's not Safety Harbor. 19 is not Safety Harbor.
Yeah, well,
into Safety Harbor.
This is the part that passes through Safety. Yeah, right. Okay. Safety Harbor. But yeah, that was it was good. It was good. And I do love Dunedin too. I love going to Dunedin. I used to all the time, kids.
Yeah.
The ice cream down there, hitting the Celtic shop down there.
Yes. I'll go in my kilt.
Yeah. I used to wear unfortunately.
Yeah. Ren Fair season's coming up of the Sarasota Ren Fair. There's two of them, the medieval Ren Fair.
Yep.
November. Dust off the kilt.
Oh boy. And people always used to ask me, do you wear underwear when you're kilt? And I was like, well, if you have underwear on, it's a skirt.
A skirt.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah.
Don't wear underwear with a kilt.
So has Pixar ever done anything horror? I don't know. Nightmare Before Christmas, I don't think was Pixar.
No, that was Disney. I know. We get a Friday the 13th this month.
Yeah, I got a special.
And a full moon and an eclipse on Halloween weekend.
Really? Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, I got a special episode coming on Friday the 13th. We covered Friday the 13th part 6, which is undoubtedly the best Friday 13th you can find, in my opinion. So that's fun. And, you know, any special plans for Halloween?
Not yet, but I'm trying to figure it out. So. Luke's interviewing you from the comments section. He wants to know if you wear boxers or briefs.
Let me check. They're boxer briefs, actually.
There you go. The best of both, though.
Now you can't go wrong with boxer briefs. And they're not white. I think they're blue, I think. Actually, they're purple. Purple's my favorite color. So there you go. And now, Luke, you know a little bit more about me than you probably wanted to know.
Exactly. Well, I've got a skit. I have a couple dogs that need to be walked, absolutely. But thank you for having me on. It's nice to know your neighbor. So, hey.
Yeah, April. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a pleasure to finally talk to you after loving your work all this time. It's spectacular.
Thank you.
Good work, and keep an eye out for you and anything else I can find you in.
Awesome. Right now, you can find me in Kill City Cup. You can find that on YouTube, and you can look me up on Real April Hunter on Instagram and April Hunter Twitter. And there you go. Patriot April Hunter. I'm easy. Just not cheap.
Yeah, I looked it up. And I was like, you have like a $500 tier in there. And I was like, boy, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the rare tier. That's you get to hang out on the photo shoot and direct the photo shoot and customize it, the whole thing. So, yeah.
Well, April, I want to thank you once again for stopping by and having a chat with me, and go take care of your dogs.
All right. Thank you. And thank you to everybody in the chat there. Nice to see you. All right. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's gonna do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bad shine. And until next time, don't forget. You're wrong.
Later, Tater.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.